the 24th day of the month. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 26 through 27. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. Hebrews 10, verses 24 through 25. Today's theme is life in community. As it takes an entire village to raise a child, so also it takes an entire congregation to nurture a Christian. God has created human beings in an interlocking system of relationships, apart from which we cannot flourish. The church is a gift from God in order that we may be provided with a community of faith in which to grow. In the process, this community holds us accountable and encourages us in our spiritual journey. Regular participation in the life of a congregation is intended to be mutually beneficial. As others spur us on, so we also spur others on. We are initiated into this community at baptism. Even death does not separate us from it, but rather translates us into another form of it, so that Charles Wesley could write, "One family we dwell in God, one church above, beneath, though now divided by the stream, the narrow stream of death." What do you cherish most about your life in a Christian congregation? What do you think are your major contributions to others in the congregation? Opening prayer. O God of hosts, you are never alone. Even when you seem to us to be solitary in your splendor, you yourself live within the community of your triune being. As you are never alone, so you provide that we shall not be alone. Increase our appreciation for your gift to the church, imperfect though it is, because of our many faults. By the unifying power of the Holy Spirit, visit us and bind us together as those who know themselves to be your people, through Jesus Christ, whose promises we trust. Amen. Psalm 115, verses 9 through 18. But you, O Israel, put your trust in God. Trust your helper. Trust your ruler. Clan of Aaron, trust in God. Trust your helper. Trust your ruler. You who fear God, trust in God. Trust your helper. Trust your ruler. O God, remember us and bless us. Bless the families of Israel and Aaron. And let God bless all who fear God. Bless the small. Bless the great. Oh, let God enlarge your families, giving growth to you, growth to your children. May you be blessed by God who made heaven and earth. The heaven of heavens is for God, but he put us in charge of the earth. Dead people can't praise God, not a word to be heard from those buried in the ground. But we bless God. Oh, yes, we bless him now. We bless him always. Hallelujah. From the Book of Wisdom, chapter 4, verses 16 through the 5th chapter and 8th verse. The righteous who have died will condemn the ungodly who are living, and youth that is quickly perfected will condemn the prolonged old age of the unrighteous. For they will see the end of the wise and will not understand what the Lord proposed for them, for what he kept them safe. The unrighteous will see, will have contempt for them, but the Lord will laugh them to scorn. After this, they will become dishonored corpses, and an outrage among the dead forever, because he will dash them speechless to the ground and shake them from the foundations. They will be left utterly dry and barren, and they will suffer anguish, and the memory of them will perish. They will come with dread when their sins are reckoned up, and their lawless deeds will convict them to their face. Then the righteous will stand with great confidence in the presence of those who have oppressed them and those who make light of their labors. When the unrighteous see them, they will be shaken with dreadful fear, and they will be amazed at the unexpected salvation of the righteous. They will speak to one another in repentance, and in anguish of spirit they will groan and say, "These are persons whom we once held in derision and made a byword of reproach, fools that we were. We thought that their lives were madness and that their end was without honor. Why have they been numbered among the children of God? Why is their lot among the saints? So it was we who strayed from the way of truth, and the light of righteousness did not shine on us, and the sun did not rise upon us. We took our fill of the paths of lawlessness and destruction, and we journeyed through trackless deserts. but the way of the Lord we have not known. What has our arrogance profited us? And what good has our boasted wealth brought us? From the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 30, verses 18 through 22. Thus says the Lord, Behold, I'll restore the fortunes of the tents of Jacob, and have compassion on his dwelling places, and the city will be rebuilt on its ruin, and the palace will stand on its rightful place. From them will proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who celebrate, and I will multiply them, and they will not be diminished. I will also honor them, and they will not be insignificant. Their children also will be as formerly, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all their oppressors. Their leader shall be one of them, and their ruler shall come forth from their midst, and I will bring him near, and he shall approach me. For who would dare to risk his life to approach me? You shall be my people, and I will be your God. From the letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 24, to the 7th verse of the 2nd chapter. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions. Of this church I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your benefit, so that I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God, that is, the mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but has now been manifested to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ. For this purpose also I labor, striving according to his power, which mightily works within me. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have on your behalf, and for those who are at Laodicea, and for all those who have not personally seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ himself, in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this so that no one will delude you with persuasive argument. For even though I am absent in body, nevertheless, I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good discipline and the stability of your faith in Christ. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. From the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Whoever hits you on the cheek, offer him the other also, and whoever takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt from him either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and whoever takes away what is yours, do not demand it back. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners in order to receive back the same amount. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. And do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Pardon, and you will be pardoned. Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. A prayer entitled Confess by Lisa DeGrenia from the pamphlet Nine Prayers for 2024 General Conference. Contempt is so painful. To be dismissed, disregarded, questioned instead of dignified, accusations instead of personhood. I have felt its sting and hollowness as if you, my Jesus, heal my wound. I have wielded this weapon, fully conscious of its destructive power. You never have, my Jesus. Forgive me and heal all I have hurt. Make my ways like yours, my Jesus. Deliver me from a spirit of demonizing, suspicion, and contempt. Help me hear their messages. Help me see all as you see them, beloved and needed, especially those who are different from me, especially those who are hard to love. I am most ashamed of aiming contempt at you, my Jesus. I have failed in your command to love. I am deeply sorry. Forgive me. Renew me. Abide in me so there is more of my true me, more of you and your ways in me, more of your grace extended through me for the healing of the world. Amen. The Lord's Prayer, traditional text. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.